investigating the nature and properties of Maxi J1810-222 with radio and X-ray observations by T.D. Russell et al. We present results from radio and X-ray observations of the X-ray transient Maxi J1810-222. The nature of the accretor in this source has not been identified. In this paper, we show results from a quasi-simultaneous radio and X-ray monitoring campaign taken with the Australia Telescope Compact Array, ATCA, the Neil Gehrels Swift Observatory X-ray Telescope, XRT, and the Swift Burst Alert Telescope, BAT. We also analyze the X-ray temporal behavior using observations from the Neutron Star Interior Composition Explorer, NISA. Results show a seemingly peculiar X-ray spectral evolution of Maxi J1810-222 during this outburst, where the source was initially only detected in the soft X-ray band for the early part of the outburst. Then, 200 days after Maxi J1810-222 was first detected, the hard X-ray emission increased and the source transitioned to a long-lived, 1.5 years, bright, harder X-ray state. After this hard state, Maxi J1810-222 returned back to a softer state, before fading and transitioning again to a harder state and then appearing to follow a more typical outburst decay. From the X-ray spectral and timing properties, and the source's radio behavior, we argue that the results from this study are most consistent with Maxi J1810-222 being a relatively distant, is greater than or equal to 6 kilopercent black hole X-ray binary. A sufficiently large distance to source can simply explain the seemingly odd outburst evolution that was observed, where only the brightest portion of the outburst was detectable by the all-sky X-ray telescopes. This was investigating the nature and properties of Maxi J1810-222 with radio and X-ray observations by T.D. Russell et al.